start with an opening statement from Coach Miller, and then we'll open it up to questions. Go ahead, Coach.
Well, obviously, any loss is disappointing, but St. Joe's had 12, in the second half, 12 first-shot misses. They rebounded the ball offensively 9 times, which resulted in 20 points, so that's pretty much a ball game right there. We didn't get it done from a defensive standpoint and obviously from a rebounding standpoint, so that was disappointing.
After you guys did so well in the first half rebounding, why do you think it turned around in the second?
Well, I don't know. They're a disciplined, and I knew this coming in, they're a disciplined team on both sides of the ball, but I think their offensive discipline has a lot to do with their success. You can't gamble on them. They're going to make pass after pass. They're going to take you deep into the shot clock. That taxes you a little bit. I'd like to think that's the type of offensive team we are at times when we don't have a fast break. And I really think that helps your defense, and it wears on opponents. So exactly the way we want to play, if we don't have a fast break, I thought they did. And they've shown they do that. They've done that all year long. So it wears you down a little bit. They're a physical team offensively as well as defensively, and they're athletic. And they got to the glass. We were a little bit fatigued, got fatigued through playing defense. And, you know, this is 3 emotional games in a short period of time. But, you know, we just didn't get it done from a defensive standpoint, rebounding standpoint. But I very much think that their discipline, their physical play on both sides of the ball had a lot to do with that.
How difficult is it to plan for a team that brings 3 big guys of the kind of limits?
Well, it's difficult. Clathis can make plays. And he did, and we knew that coming in. He's a very good 3-point shooter, but at the same time, he puts the ball on the floor. He's active. He's aggressive. He's a tough cover. We thought we had to double Nivens down low and did a decent job in the first half. But there's too many times in the second half where we lost our defensive patience and discipline and gambled, and it cost us, whether it was an open shot or it was an offensive rebound.
Glenn, Phil just paid you a heck of a compliment. He said he wished he could coach offense like you do, and you guys were very hard to figure out. How do you respond to that?
Well, I wish I could coach defense like him. No, we'll get better on defense. It's again, I think their offensive discipline and execution, I mean, they just grind you out. We've been a good offensive team all year. We'll continue to be one. But, yeah, you know, that was a 4-point game. I think if you guys – probably know better than I do, but 4-point game against a good team. We took they took the shot clock down. We got a good stop. I think Calathis took a 3. We didn't box out, and you know, all of a sudden they score in a short period of time, within seconds. We didn't even get the ball down the other end. It went from a 4-point deficit to an 8-point deficit.
77-77.
Yeah. That can't happen. It should have been our ball going down on offense, down 4. Good execution. We're a good offensive team. Down 4 with the ball. Instead, we're down 8 with the ball.
Well, it's been a week and a half. I don't want to get a jerk for that. But, I mean, these Ivy League games are pretty grueling. The Big 5 games are pretty grueling. And, these City Series games, I mean, everyone's pretty familiar with everyone in these games, and they do take a toll on the body, but now we have to focus in on these Ivy League games coming up this week.
Mark, why do you think you guys had so much trouble rebounding in the second half?
I think due to the lack of boxing out. We weren't disciplined, and they just came and attacked the offensive glass and got a lot of easy buckets.
Did you guys get it down the stretch just with their size?
I don't think fatigue was a factor. I think they're just a very very good team. They just pound the ball inside, and Nivens is tough to guard.
Mark, Brian, on a lot of occasions,
you
guys, even when you were able to work the ball inside, you had Ferguson on you, you had Nivens on you. You had one layup where you went literally right between the two of them, put the ball in the basket. How hard was it for you guys dealing inside with their big?
I don't think we lost the game, you know, on the block. You know, we just didn't rebound. You know, we had chances. They made a lot of tough shots, but when they missed, you know, the shots, you know, we didn't rebound. I think to a man, everyone would say they, you know, whether it was, you know, a guard getting a rebound or a big man, it really didn't matter, and that was pretty much the difference. I think we played more physical than them, but I think they were more, or we were very undisciplined rebounding the ball.
Was part of your game plan, guys, to pressure their freshman guard? It seemed like you did a better job of it in the first half than the second. You had a lot of turnovers in the first half and not so many in the second.
Well, we're pretty much a containment defensive team, man-to-man. I mean, we want good ball pressure. We want four other guys protecting the lane. And so, I don't know. I mean, you can steal the ball in a good, aggressive quarter-court defense. So, I don't – it's not much of an answer, I guess, but – Well, we have to learn from this game, and we're going to face teams in the Ivy League, although not as athletic as St. Joe's. They're disciplined, and they're going to take us deep into the shot clock. So, and we have to have defensive discipline and execution, and you certainly have to finish defense with box out. So we'll go to work on it. You know, you never like to lose a game, but if you get better because of it, which we will, it will serve us well.
I know you guys struggle a little bit with the shot, especially the threes. What do you think of having 22 assists on 29 field goals?
We pass the ball well. We share the ball. I thought we had, you know, in the film when we review it, we'll tell the truth, but it seemed like we had good open looks. I know from the high post center position in the first half, we had two wide open threes, no one near us. And, you know, we've got to make those shots. Until the guys in the locker room, I hesitate to talk too much about offense because it really was defense and lack of rebounding. But open shot, I mean, you have to get into the gym and take 500, take 800, take 1,000 shots a day. So we're making those open shots. But, you know, good looks, good offensive execution. This is the second Big Five game in a row that I thought we got the ball inside. And, you know, we had some difficulty finishing. We had a difficult time finishing against Temple inside in the first half. But we're going to stick with it. That's where we want the ball to go. Offense is producing good shots. You know, I thought at the end of the game, the one last thing I'll say about offense is we still had time on the clock, 30 seconds left, 40 seconds left, to get a better possession than we did, a better shot than we did. We knew we were going to foul every time, but I think it was a 7-point game. You get a good possession, you knock it down to 5 or 4, and you got 30 seconds left, you send them to the line, you extend the game. And, you know, although this was about lack of defense and rebounding, especially rebounding, we still could have done better down the last minute and a half of the game with our offensive possessions.
Well, obviously, your meal ticket's yet to come, the Ivy League, but having come from outside, now your first Big Five season's finished, can you say a few words about what the Big Five has meant to you this year?
I've enjoyed the competition, and I'm ready for some more of it. I don't like losing our guys. I don't like losing, and we're going to find a way to compete and be successful in the Big Five. So a lot of respect for all the coaches. They do a great job, Coach Martelli. But shake hands, say good game. But we'd like to get right back at it again. But with that said, we got to move on to the Ivy League. That's our ticket to the NCAA tournament. It's a league that has good parity this year, some good teams. We're going to have to play good basketball to get back there.
Mark, any contrast to your last Big Five game?
Definitely. I mean, being from the area, I mean, these games are just so energy-packed. Just love the crowd going back and forth, cheering for each other. But, yeah, it's going to be something I miss.
Coach, you know Darren Smith's status for next week?
Darren is going to be day-to-day for the rest of the year. You guys think you know that he has a partially torn labrum in his shoulder. And every once in a while in practice, you can never predict it. He gets nudged or hit the wrong way, and it catches the tear. It catches, and it sets him back. And it happened the other day. It's a matter of him getting through the season. When he's available, he'll play. When he's hurt, he won't. And then at the end of the year, evaluating what he wants to, you know, if he should get it repaired.
Any more questions? Thanks.